You are not to discuss this matter amongst yourselves.
We don't submit reports or ask approval for specific operations, if that's what you mean. We are an autonomous department.
Any questions?
Podcasting from an abandoned subspace relay orbiting Risa, this is Section 31, gathering intelligence for you on Star Trek CCG. Now reporting in, operatives Dan and Rogue.
They know all the secrets that you hide.
Welcome to Section 31, episode number 177. I'm Dan Hammond.
And I'm Rogue Schindler.
This week we got four events that we want to talk about, so we'll just jump in. Let's go in reverse order. What do you say?
Sure.
All right. Sunday. It was an epic day for online dribbles.
It was.
We've had real life events where we've had more than 15 players in a triple sitting, but, I mean, Continentals, Worlds, of course, but I don't think I've ever been in a three-pod online dribbles match.
There were all around a lot of people on Lackey for assorted Star Trek events Sunday. It was really cool. I logged on that morning and for my 1E game, and it was like a bunch of 1E people, a bunch of 2E people, and then we had 15 people for dribbles. That was amazing.
That was awesome.
Three pods. That was really cool.
I unfortunately did not make it out to the championship table because my deck is horrible, but you seem to do well enough to get in.
Yes, I threw together the quickest deck that I could think of because I had some laptop issues this weekend with my power supply. As you didn't get to see the sparks flying, did you?
No, I didn't. I heard the stories, though.
Yeah, my power supply died a horrible death. I had a fully charged battery, which meant I had about 5 minutes to
wow.
Turn it on and pull off what I needed. And I managed to get things that I hadn't backed up in the past month and my Lackey folder so I could pull my decks off that I was in the middle of playing. Unfortunately, I only grabbed my 1E Lackey folder, so I did not have any triples decks in about 10 minutes before the tournament. So, luckily I can run Lackey on a flash drive from my work laptop, but I couldn't load up Skype and I couldn't load up my decks. So I was like, okay, discard tally, that's easy. A bunch of discards, a bunch of tallies, some goes, some toxins. I think we had some copies. Sure, let's roll.
All right.
So... and it seemed to go kind of mat style, actually. We had a pretty low-scoring game. I managed to come out with 100,000, go out with 100,000 once, and then I went out two more times just to keep other people from getting points. I think I had 10,000 once and 2,000 once. And I got a copy to Poison for 100,000, and I got a couple of tallies, and just hung in there. It was a very uncharacteristic game for that deck, which is usually play lots of discards and, you know, have people utilizing and scoring and toxining me to try to get their points and then giving me points.
And then you moved on to the top table?
Yeah, it was enough to squeak through.
Nice. In the first round, I was playing with a bunch of folks, and my all cartoon deck, because I was playing nothing but More Tribbles, More Trouble, did not do very well. I scored a lot of points but it wasn't enough to jump to the next table. So I made it to the mid table. I was at table two. I was not at the scrub table. So if you can't be at the top table, being at the scrub table, being in the middle table is okay. And even
that's a tough set to fly solo with.
You know, in the second round, I was actually feeling pretty good. I was in striking distance. I had gone out with a bunch of points. And I had scored a couple more. That score on yourself, the chairman maneuver, is awesome.
Yes.
Without clones, just having a lot of, you know, a lot of 100,000s, you come around to you with a 4-player game. It's not. It seemed to work out pretty well.
Nice.
And then I copied a poison, and I hit Nate because Nate was giving up. Nate had a lot of points, and Nate flipped over antidote.
Oh.
And he was already in the lead, so he ended the round, and that was that. I think if Matt or I would have been able to go out in the last round, we might have been able to catch him, but what are you going to do? limited resources and playing cards from just one set. And he was playing a battle deck and was just tearing people up. You did not do so well in the last round, it looks like.
I did not. It was, you know, it actually was a pretty solid, pretty close game until the last round. There was no more than 100,000 separating first and last. There was a lot of low scoring. Like the, if you look at the score sheet, the people who went out did not get a lot of triples. In fact, I don't think anybody went out with more than 100,000 in any round. I remember I went out a couple times with very little. I think Will went out early and was in third place after the first round. It was a very toxin poison. I think Johannes ended up winning because he got a couple of really good assorted other point gathering poison toxin utilize hits, and that was where the bulk of the points came from. And then he ended up going out in the fourth round, and that just tacked on to his lead. But even after that, you know, he was in it 220. And I think the lowest was like 70,000. So, you know, that's nothing in triples.
No,
so,
that's certainly striking distance. Go out once and you could take that.
Yeah. So it was a nice tight game all the way to the end, but he ended up pulling out. I did not. There was a couple of us who did really well in the first round and then just couldn't get things working. I kept waiting to see what Ken was playing because he had like close to a million in the first round. And then I think every round he had eight or nine. I kept utilizing him because he had eight or nine cards in hand all the time.
Yeah, that's, you know, if anyone can win a triples tournament, as there's a lot of luck. But with two pods, you know, where pods where you play once and you have to win and then you have to play again, that's that's getting lucky twice on one day.
Pretty much.
Well. Okay, that was a good time, and the next time we have, it seemed like it was one of the online league events, so that's probably why there was a lot of people there, but, you know, anytime we can do a random Sunday, get 15 people to play triples, that's awesome.
Absolutely.
I will be there for that, especially at 1 o'clock on the West Coast, because that's a perfect time for me.
Yeah, I love the big...
going down for a nap, so that's excellent.
Love the big online triples tournaments. It's nice to get together and... I was thinking about it while we were seeing all the people together. Is you have there are big tournaments like that, but you're never there all at once. It's everybody. Okay, there's 16 people in this tournament, but you only see one at a time, and there's eight different games going on in pairs. You know, you're rarely all on at once. So it was really cool. It was like actually gathering and getting together, even though I didn't get to participate in the conversation because I don't have Skype on my work computer.
Yeah, I saw in the chat room. You were that guy this time, weren't you?
I specifically went to James beforehand and said, I signed up for this tournament. This is what happened. I will drop if it's an issue. I don't want to cause problems. And he said, it's fine. Go ahead. Just make sure people know about it. So for the couple of whiners in my first pod who were fine with it until I won and then complained ceaselessly between rounds, got to talk to the tournament director.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. I would think that a VoIP, you know, a VoIP program like Skype or something like TeamSpeak or something would be integrated in Lackey. That just seems like a natural fit.
Yeah.
You know, even if we're just... really, really simple. You know, everyone's talking at once, no on and off. Or, you know, something... I remember TeamSpeak being something where if you hold down a button, you can talk. And that worked pretty well. That would be an interesting add-on.
Yeah, it would be neat if you could have a plug-in like that. I don't know what Lackey... what the deal is with Lackey and interacting with anything else. I know somebody mentioned... in the chat room Sunday that it would be nice if we could host Lackey somehow on the TCC site because there was some connectivity issues that kept dropping multiple times.
Well, that was
quite
obnoxious.
Of the day.
Yeah.
But I guess we have approached them about it and they have declined. So
there were more Lackey server errors on, I guess I've been lucky because I've never seen anything like that before. At one point, it was every time someone played a card, it seemed like Lackey would shut down. Thankfully, you know, we were hitting that change of turn button every time it changed, and so we just jumped back in and loaded back up, and it worked really well.
Yeah, I mean, and everybody stuck with it. It was pretty cool. Some people had to leave after the initial table set, you know, the first five rounds. So we only had two tables for the second wave, but, you know, it was pretty cool.
Yeah, we played short. We just had four people in our second round, but congrats to, was it Johannes, you said?
Yeah, Johannes won the top table, and I believe Brian won the bottom table for
the
second round.
Nate took the mid table with the battle and the antidote that I wasn't expecting.
Nice.
Very good. All right. Well, let's ratchet back in time a little bit. Saturday night, we didn't end up playing triples because we played 1E way too long.
Yes.
We had a 1E revised, or X list as it's also known as, tournament. We had five people show up. We weren't expecting very many at all, so getting that fifth was kind of cool. What do you think about the X list format?
Mixed reviews. Of the three, it's the one I was dreading the least, because we've been having these off-format tournaments, mm-hmm. Kind of on the side, outside the regular schedule for people who can make it. You know, it's got the least potential for abuse.
Sure, because of how sweeping the bans are.
Yeah, and, you know, all of the rough cards are still there, and, you know, you can... A lot of the OTF ban cards are incorporated into the sweeping blanket of ban cards, but that is a format that Jeremy proposed like from very early on in 1E, like even while the game was still running, as I recall.
Certainly,
And I never liked it because it is so... needlessly sweeping. It's like, you know, using a bazooka when you need a scalpel. You know, okay, we don't like these 12 cards. Well, let's not allow these 12 cards. Instead, well, those 12 cards happen to be from these three sets, so let's ban 300 cards, because it's easier to say can't play with these three sets than it is to say list 12 cards. That was the philosophical difference between, you know, ban list type format like OTF and revised. Of course, then there were individual cards that weren't on that list that or in those sets that then had to get added. So it kind of like made the whole point. The format itself seems to me kind of pointless at that point. If you're going to start adding single cards, just go through and make single cards.
Yeah, Jack, Reconnaissance Drone, and Standard Orbit. I guess Recon Drone, I'm told, was converted. So if funny. Can convert Jack and Santa Orbit, it would go back to just two rules. Anything that doesn't have an expansion icon, you know, any verbs from Premier, Alternate Universe, and Q, and any verbs from... Oh, sorry. All cards that have Holodeck Adventures expansion icon.
Yes.
That was just verbs.
Yeah, he's like, oh, well, let's just ban a set, because I don't like it.
Well, if you're going to ban a set, I would go for that one.
Yeah, sure. Well, I don't know. There's some motion pictures I'm not very fond of either. But, again, it's individual cards. So there are individual cards in Holodeck Adventures that are pretty harmless, and there are individual verbs in Premier and Q Continuum and Alternate Universe that are pretty harmless, too. I had to take out the, like, Vulcan Mind Meld. I was like, oh, a card downloads it. So I had it in there and realized at the last minute that it wasn't legal, and, you know, just silly cards like that are relatively inoffensive, but, you know, they were under the blanket, so.
Yeah, well, we went three rounds because there were only five of us, and at the final round, it was you versus me for whoever wins gets the prize, and, I think the last time we played, we were playing pretty much the same decks, right? I mean, just revised for the format.
Pretty close.
This time I was ready for being battled, but that never actually happened. You came down and beat up my guys on the surface. At one point, let me see if I can remember this. At one point, you wanted to download a medical tricorder, but you had put your equipment replicator way over there because that's where you're going first, so you could beat up my guys, right? Because that's where my duck blind.
Yeah, and I couldn't. Yeah, and that ended up being an all right decision.
Yeah, so you couldn't play the equipment, and you ended up sending everyone down, and your one medical got sent away due to Hippocratic, and then the Turellian plague ship ate everyone else.
Yep.
Yeah. So I was feeling pretty cocky at the time, and I decided to send down my big pile of, you know, all the guys that I had left. I went to the Alpha Quadrant, moved in, and I had a choice to play another personnel or a piece of equipment or whatever, and I threw down the personnel and attempted. And I hit Kazon Bomb with my Vidian guys. And Kazon Bomb says anybody who has a printed strength less than 7 just dies. And that was every last personnel I had. And had I played my medical tricorder, I would have had the 2 security to get past the dilemma. So each of us failed to play the tricorder, and everyone died. I thought that was awesome.
So you would have... How would you have had security from the tricorder?
No, it was... It's either 3 security...
Oh, that's right. You needed 2 security and
security
a tricorder.
And I had 2
or
security.
Or 3 security.
And I had a 3rd security sitting up on my ship because I was afraid of... Now would be a good time or something because he has transport skill. Anyway.
Right.
Needless to say, I lost all of my people and... we had... And it was then your turn as time was expired. And... I think the last dilemma there was a medical crisis, and it came down to a 50-50. If I got your nurse, everyone was stopped. If I didn't get your nurse, you solved the mission and you won. And I
even looked at the cards I was playing. I was like, those were medical dilemmas. I should have medical. I need to use my card draw to play my tricorder. That was the error I made last time, but... You know, we were running out of time. Titan hadn't quite been called, and I was like, it was way over there, and I was way over here, and I couldn't get over there and back to get it in time. And I was just like, you know, I don't know. I should have looked harder at maybe trying to chain my ships to go get it. But I was like, no, just play the people and go. And I had 2 medical and 2 bio and my 1 med or 2 non-medical bio, which was even more important.
Right,
and but one of my medical was my nurse, and it was a matter of which one you got, and you got the nurse. So 50, yeah, the 50-50 coin flip. We should have just done that to begin with. Could have been playing tribbles.
We could have stopped and played tribbles. Yes, Charlie wanted to know what the prize was. The prize is a secret card that's been going out with the 1E tournament kit. So I'm not going to spoil what that is. Go to a 1E tournament and try to win from them for yourself. It's awesome. So, rewinding a bit more, I had a game earlier in the day on Saturday. Did you have any online events on Sunday morning?
Yes.
So what did you play? Or was that is it still going on? Is that secret?
No, that was it. That was the last round of the 1E league tournament online. It was kind of unfortunate because I had to. I had scheduled it for Saturday because I knew there were going to be tribbles, and my wife and I ran a half marathon Sunday morning, and I knew that I was not going to be in the mood to really do anything after that. You know, maybe play tribbles by 1 o'clock, but so I was trying to really have the tournament game Saturday, and Nava just he had family commitments and he got home late, and then. He had to put his kids to bed, and I had a thing that I was going to go to Saturday afternoon before our tournament, namely a t-ball game, and that got moved up a little bit for weather, so it was just like the time window kept shrinking, and we played for like an hour and played 3 turns, so
cool.
We had to play the rest the next day, And I almost always make it a rule that if I'm playing an online tournament, I will not save it and continue it later. I think that's been kind of abused by some people in the online community.
How so?
And I just, there's just too many, you know, the time limit's the time limit. Yeah, you know, if some people sit down and if the game is there, they play the game, and that's great. And some people think of it as, well, it's not really a game. I'm at home, so I can do home-type things while we're playing, and if we need to pause, I can pause and go do something. Or if we need to save it and come back later, we can do that. And I feel like that is disrespectful to your opponent. I feel like if you were going to go play in a tournament at, you know, a card shop or at Arby's or wherever you play your tournaments, you know, you don't bring your family and eat during the game. You don't bring your kids and have to babysit them while you're playing. You don't, you know, run off for 20 minutes so you can put your kids to bed and then come back and expect to pick up where you left off. So I feel like if you're playing in an online tournament, if it's an official tournament, you take that 2 hours or 2.5 hours and you devote that to that game. That's kind of the respect that you owe the player, your opponent. And a lot of people do that, and some people don't. And, you know, some people have very limited schedules, and so they want to play in this two-hour window for a three-hour game, and that doesn't work. You know, it's like, well, we'll save it, and then we'll pick up the next day. And, you know, I could have forgotten what dilemma I faced under that mission over there, or where I put stuff if I wanted to go try to steal a mission, or what I had in play, or what I was planning to do. It's just, you lose the momentum of the game, and I just am not in favor of it. So I like to schedule my games in complete blocks, particularly online. Which was a long diatribe about something I had not planned on going off about.
I can see, you know, having a quick pause to, you know, run to the, you know, fill up a drink or something. Just, but, you know,
sure.
no longer
bathroom
than
breaks,
you would have
grab
one.
Some water.
The same type you'd have at a tournament, you know. My
Absolutely.
Drink's empty, I'm going to go back to the soda fountain. But, yeah. You know, I guess that's, I can see how I would probably give someone a little leeway because I know exactly what, you know, what it could be like to have someone running around that
sure.
needs to be taken care of for a moment.
And there's a difference between a little leeway and, like, taking it for granted, taking it advantage sure. of that. And that's why I was totally cool. You know, Nava is a great player. He's a great guy. I've played against him before. He doesn't do that. So I knew, you know, he was really apologetic about, you know, the being off schedule and, you know, having to deal with the kids. So it wasn't a big deal.
Did you wrap up the game on Sunday then?
We did. It was pretty close for a long time, and then I hit some pretty devastating dilemma combos that really slowed me down. He was running Elf Quadrant board, which was pretty daring, I think. He was running Particle 010 in the Alpha Quadrant.
Mm-hmm.
Where anybody could come and just smack you around. He was playing, it made it look like it was a Cardassian or a Bajoran deck with the Badlands. Oh, it was Cardassian. He had Cardassia Prime and the would-be Maquis homeworld, and I'm sitting here thinking, he knows that Maquis is not a homeworld he can assimilate as a homeworld yet, right?
You know what? Nava posted a very long description of the deck on the boards. They will be coming Borg Alpha Quadrant deck. It's a very good read.
Yeah.
I would highly recommend it.
Yeah,
he's been going back and forth, and people are talking about it, and he's been making it better, so yikes.
Yeah. Those universal Badlands missions were really nice because they're span 5, and he can stack them out there, and I was like, man, is he trying to, you know, hide in there? And then the board came out, and it was, you know, it's just a bunch of big fat range that you have to try to get past to get over there and attack him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm thinking, oh, well, I'm sure glad there's all this span between me and him before he comes and tries to assimilate me or attack me or whatever. And instead, it was, you know, that's distance that I'd have to cover if I want to get to him and attack him before he can 010. And it actually, I don't know if I really made him nervous, but I like to think I might have made him nervous a little bit because he started that, and I piled everybody on my ship that was like seven missions away and went, okay, ready room door, Defiant dedication plaque, and took my matching commander and my three relays and jumped five missions or whatever, was sitting at the edge of at range of 16, and I was sitting right at the edge of the Badlands, with three five span missions to go, which was just enough. Mm-hmm. So I was like, all right, well, I get one turn. If he gets a bad probe before that, on that one turn, then I can hop over. I had just enough shields to survive an attack once.
Huh.
So I could attack him once and then be damaged, and then I'm attack him again the next time and let it blow up. But he managed to... he did a lot of shenanigans early in the game where he had Misaka'd for seven cards and downloaded seven... I'm sure he wrote all this up in that article you're talking about, but you know, every turn he was discarding a ref card for a draw and turning the draw into a download, and he was using those downloads to purge his deck of bad probes, and he got the last one with his last draw that turn. It was a very narrow thing, so I like to think that I almost ruined his day with that. But
I played a lot of HP 010 and. That Romulan Raptor deck. I know Romulans, you know, if you're going to play Romulan right now, you're probably going to play TNG. You're probably not going to play the time location to get the drone, but it's just drop it and move over and attack. It makes me scared. I mean, there's folks have been talking about ways of getting around it with established tracker lock. Hey.
Yeah.
You're one cancel. You're one coin away from not being able to change your plans. And if you have no hand because you've thrown everything out, for ref draws later on, you know you're waiting to download it. So,
It was pretty ballsy.
Yeah.
And I was, you know, he got it off. So all I could do was run back and try to rush through some missions. I got a bad, you know, I attempted with like 12. The turn before that, and he got the one guy he needed to get to stop me at Armus Energy Field. So I, you know, I had taken the other guy that would have foolproofed it against that staffing to run after his ship, so that didn't work. And then I had to get another guy to get past that, have the guys, and hit the inevitable Scytherians, bounced my hand with STP, and then, you know, played the three guys with the mission skills I needed. To join the other three people I still had in play, and go, and it's like, oh, there's only one dilemma left, and then because I didn't stop and look, I was like, I've got Quark. Quark is awesome, but this Quark does not have two diplomacy. I was like, it's space. It's probably a Gome 2, and I was like, yeah, I totally got that, except I don't. So, a couple of harsh dilemmas, a couple of bad or rushed plays, and I don't know that I would have caught up in time. I do know it would have been closer, because if I had solved that turn instead of the following turn, his other mission had only a dead end between me and solving it.
Mm-hmm.
That was Edo probe dead end, so I would have two missions, but I don't know, unless I had a good, really good run through a third mission before he went and got that home world. It wasn't going to happen.
All right. Well, I'm looking forward to seeing a lot of people playing Borg, because I've been playing Borg for a long time, and I feel like it's some kind of secret that everyone's trying to crack, and a lot of people are posting information about it, that the article series that's going up, that's all good stuff. And if it gets too strong, then, you know, the more people playing it, the more people will see how to, you know, get around the weird restrictions. Sometimes, I think it was Johnny that said, it's just like, you know, some kind of mystery box that just things happen and I take your word for it.
Yep. Although I do think They Will Be Coming has done a lot to make it a little simpler, mm-hmm. Kind of combine the mass play, you know, the playability with the kind of easy play of the old Alpha Quadrant. know, first contact board.
Yeah.
I will say that I don't know how it escaped the purge in the ban, in the OTF ban list that supposedly included all the cards that could cheat by looking at dilemma peeking, but the Borg are too good. They do not need to be one of the only decks that can use that stupid ocular implants. That's just ridiculous.
Ocular implants is pretty good. There's a good guy who can download it in for Enterprise E, and anyone can download it for the Borg easily with the table.
Yeah,
so
it's not even like you have to worry about drawing into it. It's you know, you do the Borg chain downloading, and it's on the table, and you're peeking at what's there, and getting past my stupid combo, even though you already had my easiest combo into the mission that you wanted to get for last.
All right. So let's move back further in time. On Saturday morning, I had a 1E event. I had my second game, my second treaty tournament game. This is the thing we've been talking about for about 4 months now. I finally got my stuff together and have been playing treaty events. I've got one more game with Ben Hosp left. We're trying to schedule it, working around both of our odd schedules. I'm hoping we can get it done this week. If not, we'll definitely take care of it on Saturday or Sunday this weekend, because I have no tournament scheduled, and I should be pretty flexible. But it was a lot of fun. I played against Will, and I have defeated him, so things are looking good for me. And I'm really liking the deck I'm playing. I might take this deck out and just play it at a regular 1E event, because it feels like it can do no wrong. It's got a lot of card draws, a lot of card plays. It's a lot of fun. So good stuff. We'll talk about it once I play against once I finish my game against Ben, get that out of the way. We'll talk about what's inside.
Nice. I'm looking forward to seeing which treaties everybody ended up drawing for that.
Yeah. I think I did well in that category anyway. All right. So let's go back further. Friday night was our first chance to shoot for Tribbles achievements.
Yes. And, all went a little crazy.
Yeah, three of the four people who were there, the fourth person didn't take part because we gave him a deck and we didn't have enough to go around to do the insanity four times over. I actually thought John was going to take it because he had the only real deck there.
Yeah, I was a little worried that could happen, but as it turned out, I don't know, there's enough other stuff going on. I guess Toxin didn't really matter since nobody was playing with discard.
Yeah.
Or you and I both had like one in our decks or something. But
the gist was that we did what a couple of folks did on Sunday, and we made a deck that was big enough to include all the Tribbles needed for all the new Tribbles achievements.
One of each, just enough in sort of, you know, spread out amongst the available denominations so that the deck was relatively balanced. I threw in a couple of Vidics because why not at that point?
Yep, that's a good call.
And I think that actually was pretty huge. I went out once and you went out once, and we both got, I think I got 130,000 out of it. You got 150,000 out of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I padded my deck with more. I thought I was being pretty sneaky, throwing an unexpected discard in there. I had some goes in, so I wasn't going to get the Supernova, but I think I've already got that one. And I put in a lot more cards at the lower denominations than you usually do, so I think my deck was padded out a little bit more. But like I said, you went out once, I went out once, and then at the very end, Brian said, enough of this, I'm going out.
Yeah, it was down to, you were like a little over 100,000 ahead of me, and then somebody dropped something and hit me with a tally, and I got another 50,000. And you went, and I went, and then Brian was like, "Ah, screw this.
I'm tired of Tribbles. I want to play Dungeons and Dragons. I'm going to end this in this madness."
which led to my very brief tournament report of Brian is a no good king making giver upper.
And
well, I had, that had to lead to the the story of the last time I was so far behind that I felt like going out to just end the round. I stayed in it and won the tournament with over almost 2 million dribbles. So never give up.
Never give up. Never surrender. So here's my question. I got all those achievements on Friday, and yet everyone who got it on Saturday and Sunday also got the gold achievement. So what's the story?
Yes. So Friday, and possibly early in the week, although nobody raised it, so we weren't sure, we didn't know, the Tribbles achievements were not triggering due to a miscoding glitch or something. So it was fixed on Friday so that it would trigger on Saturday. Saturday at midnight, they were supposed to trigger, but the server thought it was 11 because of daylight savings and however weird wonkiness it went through with triggering that or not triggering that. So if you played on Friday, you know, we ours went off on Friday, others went off on Saturday, and some people got it on Sunday. And so anybody who played it between release and Sunday.
Opening weekend gold.
So we got, yes, opening week gold for Tribbles.
All
so
right.
happy Project F to everyone.
Spread the love. Very good. Did anybody... Go ahead.
I was going to say, which made me I feel like I should have stayed to play Tribbles Saturday night and played my weird deck on Sunday just to get two more shots at the win gold for those.
Yeah, we ended up, like I said, it was so late that you had to leave, JD had to leave, so Charlie, Matt, and I kind of looked at each other and like, no, we're not even going to try. I ended up playing a game of 1E against Charlie just because he was the one person I didn't play, and that went pretty well for me.
Nice.
So. I think he said at the end, you picked the three missions where I put dilemma combos I weren't expecting you to go because they all don't work against Vidians. The one thing about that deck is I like the Vidian build. It's in events where you can play Organ Theft, it's really good. And I was able to do, you know, I did different missions every time. It was fun. Anyway, Well, that takes us through all the week, right? Was there any other games you played?
Yeah, no, I think that's it. Well, I did get to play a game, and this is completely unjustified bragging. My last 1E game before this one in the third round, I think, which was right before. Actually, no, it was the Sunday before last time we recorded. I had to play against Ken Tufts. Which I was like, ah, crap. And I had some trouble scheduling it, or maybe I was busy and tired or something. I don't know. I just remember it going through my head thinking, maybe I'll just skip it. I'll just concede because I'm going to lose anyway. It's Ken. Ken is awesome, and I'm going to lose. But for whatever reason, I think I had a late night, the night before or something. But I got up, I played, and it was... and he was like, oh, yeah, I helped design this deck. I recognize the deck you're playing. And I'm like, oh, crap. He's like, and I'm sorry, but the deck I'm playing, I specifically designed to stop the deck you're playing. And I went, oh, crap. And then I guess the one-y gods looked down on that and said, no, because he could not draw. His deck was like a third Hexany. Mm-hmm. You know, he had like five or six different free play engines, you know, with the Hirogen and Equinox and free Talaxians and free Okampa and, you know, free because he's, you know, world champion and, you know, free because I suck. And, you know, but he couldn't draw any cards, you know, everybody he got, he could play, but, you know, he wasn't getting anything. And between that and me hitting all of the combos he didn't expect me to hit, speaking of, I managed to sneak out a win, not just a win, but a 100-0 win. So, that, you know, my jumping ahead of him, coupled with him, you know, taking his last ditch effort to the one mission that he probably shouldn't have, with everybody on his ship and hitting my Scytherians, even though it was the abbreviated Delta Space Line, that delayed him enough for me to lock him out.
Has this tournament been posted already?
It should have been posted last night.
How many ratings points did you score? I think yesterday.
I didn't even think about that. Probably a lot. and I only lost to people that are way better than me, so I might have gone up for losing too.
That's awesome.
But yeah, I was like, okay, I'm going to just take that and like it, and go run away before somebody can say something's terribly wrong here. This couldn't possibly have happened.
Very good. All right. We've got.
I did have a lot of fun playing my nemesis, mm-hmm. the deck that has formerly belonged to my nemesis, Danny Nuttall. He played this TNG Ferengi deck and won a nationals, UK nationals, and I have been waiting to play it. I was going to play it for our nationals. I was totally going to go to him and say, how do you play this deck? And I was able to pick most of it up from his tournament report, and I even got a couple of tricks from his opponents that I integrated. But just to make sure that I was running everything smoothly, I wanted to get tips from him. And then we switched our tournament to a draft. So I was like, all right, I'll play it in the next online tournament, sure. So I put it off. I put off asking him about it. And then we got paired in the first round.
Probably good that you didn't ask him about it then.
So we sat down and he's like, oh, this looks familiar. I'm like, yeah, it should. So after we were done, I got to say, okay, what am I doing wrong? What am I doing right? And what should I do better? And
that's awesome. That sounds like me playing your. Your Imperial deck and playing my Borg deck.
Yes, that's exactly what it was like.
Question for you. Of all the achievements that were, brought in over the weekend, were there any that you weren't expecting to be claimed so soon?
Not the Tribbles. That was pretty much expected. there was a cloaked Tribbles achievement that popped up first day. Which I was not expecting to decloak right away. So that should be visible under the new achievements for people. There's not really anything you can do about it. You just kind of have to hope you get it.
Score a lot of points and don't win, right?
Yeah, it's finish in last place with more than 200,000 tribbles.
Everybody play poison.
Yeah. No, there were some people. It was nice to see some casting going off right away. I didn't see. Now I'm trying to think.
Cool. Well, my one-y deck did not have anything interesting. I thought at the last minute, wow, I should have just thrown a pink, because that would have been fun. Because I didn't have any other. What's the name? No, I'm going to be thinking about that the whole time now. All right, what one character of his can I throw in to just any random deck I play? that's congrats on a solid achievement launch. And there was a good thread on the boards that you finally noticed about how awesome it was. So good stuff.
Yeah, that was a really awesome thread, and it was a lot of fun to go back through that. Everybody who posted on there, I really appreciate it, and think on behalf of the rest of the achievement team, thank you very much. I'm glad you guys are enjoying it, and I posted a bunch of answers to a bunch of questions and a little bit of behind the scenes stuff, achievements wise. So if you haven't seen that thread, you can go check it out. It's I think it's just called I Love Achievements. And I'm horrible at keeping up with the message boards, and I try to keep up, search for achievement threads when I can, but luckily Chris forwarded this one to me about something completely unrelated, and I got to go through and after just having a conversation with Charlie about this weekend, not really knowing if anything is going ill or well with the achievements, feedback wise, I found a bunch of feedback, so yay.
All right, good stuff. I think that's it. We have a interesting tournament coming up this weekend that you are making a long trip for. It's the Santa Barbara, what do they call it?
It's the Kevin Reitzel Bounty Tournament.
Yes.
So
Donati puts on this every once in a while, right?
Yeah, this is the third annual, I believe.
Nice.
It's a little early this year, but that's fine by me because the last two I've missed because I think they overlapped with Origins both times in June. So happy to have it in March. Can finally get up there and go see him. Even though I see Kevin at Dragon Con, which is awesome, but see him and go play some on 2E, unfortunately. I'd rather play some 1E, but go up and see people and play some Tribbles afterwards. Maybe I'll just put together the achievement-est 2E deck I can think of.
Yeah, that sounds like a good plan. Why don't you go after one of the cloaked achievements that no one's gotten in 5 years or whatever it's been?
Yeah, man, just to hell with being the achievement master, I'm going to reveal this achievement by getting it.
There you go. Awesome. Well, say hi to Kevin and beat him up and win some cards. That's right. If you beat Kevin, you get extra prizes, right?
That's right. He is the temporary holder of a bunch of prizes, and if you win, you get to take a prize from him, and if you don't, then he gets to keep it. So, no offense, Kevin. Looking forward to seeing you. Hope we beat you.
Yes. And I'm sure the Tribbles is usually a good time. And enjoy the Rusty's Pizza, because I miss that place. That place is awesome.
Yes. All right. Well, that was a lot of tournaments and a lot of reports. So I think we're going to wrap this up. That was a lot of intelligence. So we'll have to build some up for next time. We'll definitely come back with some stories about the bounty tournament next time. Maybe we'll have a guest on or maybe have them give us a report of how that went. In the meantime, I am Sir Rogue.
And I am Sir Dan.
And I will remind you all to expand your power in the universe.
And I will remember to play a medical tricorder to him. They are always watching you, but you